I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. The Chinese government is taking increasing regulatory action against big tech and other powerful industries in China. Beijing is looking to clean up how the country's fast-growing industries operate, while also increasing competition. But some of the steps have spooked international investors and created uncertainty about the outlook of China's tech industry. On today's show, our Asia-based tech reporter Stephanie Yang joins us to help break down what's going on and what it means for China's big tech firms. That's after these headlines. Google's parent company Alphabet beat investor expectations in the second quarter, reporting after the bell on Tuesday that its spring revenue topped $61 billion. That's a 62% jump from the same period a year ago when the firm saw a slump in online advertising due to the pandemic. The company's profit more than doubled. Google said it had seen a resurgence in advertising demand linked to an increase in online consumer activity. But our Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle says investors are looking to the future.
Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Alphabet, was asked what the company would be doing to diversify away from potentially its dependency on advertising. And, you know, he pointed to a couple of examples here and there, but really it seems like the focal point for the company is to continue to bring on new advertisers, that they haven't quite saturated the small businesses that are out there in America and in the rest of the world that can be advertising on Google, that Google can make more money off of.
Alphabet wasn't the only tech company posting records with its earnings report. Microsoft posted another quarter of record sales, topping $46 billion. That's 21% higher than the same period last year. Its profits were also up nearly 50% year over year. Those were driven in large part by the firm's cloud computing arm, which has continued to attract new customers during the pandemic, while growth in Microsoft's video game business has slowed. Apple also delivered strong earnings and beat investor expectations. Revenue for the company's third quarter was 36% higher than the period last year, and profit topped $21 billion. Apple has seen strong demand for its devices, including its iPhone 12. Sales of iPhones were up 50% from a year ago. A week after his first spaceflight, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is offering to waive $2 billion in fees to win his space company Blue Origin a joint contract for NASA's Lunar Lander program. In an open letter to NASA's administrator, Bezos said the agency should return to its original plan to dual-source its Artemis program, which aims to return U.S. astronauts to the moon's surface this decade. NASA had opted for a single supplier, Elon Musk's SpaceX, due to budget constraints. Bezos said cutting Blue Origin's fees over 2 years would eliminate that issue. It's unclear if NASA can or would consider any new formal offer. And Instagram says it will make the accounts of users under 18 private by default, meaning their posts can be viewed only by people they choose to connect with. Instagram is also placing limits on how ads reach younger users. Advertisers will no longer be able to use interest categories such as beauty or fitness to target users under 18 years old. The firm said the changes reflect its commitment to better serving and protecting younger users. Facebook, which owns Instagram, is working to launch a version of the platform geared at users under 13. But it's faced criticism from lawmakers about the impact of social media on children's mental health. All right, coming up, Chinese regulators have their eye on the country's big tech firms. What does it mean for the industry and international investors? We'll discuss after the break.
I'm Alex Yule, host of The Readback from Barron's. It's been an extraordinary year for stock markets, particularly for companies going public. IPOs soared, and they show no sign of slowing down. But the boom didn't come out of the blue, and there was plenty of pain on the road to IPO success. So how do you put a price on innovation? This season on The Readback, we'll find out. We're winding back the clock on a decade of IPOs, from Moderna and Facebook to Uber and Airbnb. The Readback is available wherever you get podcasts.
Last month, days after going public on the New York Stock Exchange, Chinese ride-hailing company Didi was informed by regulators in Beijing that they were placing the company under a cybersecurity review. Didi was not the first company Chinese regulators had targeted with such a review. It's part of a larger regulatory crackdown, not just focused on data security, but also on competition, that has ensnared some of China's biggest tech names, including e-commerce giant Alibaba and WeChat owner Tencent. The moves have created some uncertainty in China and raised questions about what the tech sector will look like once regulators are done. Joining us to discuss what the regulators are looking at and what it means for China's tech sector is our Asia-based technology reporter, Stephanie Yang. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
China is taking a number of different steps here. Let's start with the crackdown on anti-competitive behavior by the country's big tech. What are the practices regulators are looking at?
It ranges from a lot of different practices. If you kind of look over the past year, there have been numerous issues that they've raised with these Chinese tech companies, big and small. So those are things like improper use or mishandling of user data. There are things like driving down prices of goods to try and out-compete others in the market. And then once, you know, you have a dominant position, then raise prices back up again. One of the things that came up recently by China's main tech regulator is this blocking of third-party sites, which has been around for a long time in China's tech industry. For example, one of China's biggest tech companies, Tencent, their social media app WeChat, on that platform, you can't link out to certain competitor sites. Same for other big tech companies like Alibaba. These have been, you know, kind of the two main rivals in the China tech space for a long time. And so this was one of the practices that was singled out in a recent program announced by China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology to stop blocking those types of links that go out to a competitor or rival site.
Okay, so how are regulators looking to make the tech sector more competitive then?
So Chinese regulators are singling out a slew of anti-competitive practices at tech companies, at times calling them out by name. So over the past couple of months, we've seen lots of different regulatory agencies and bodies in China's central government issuing releases on their websites and official notifications for certain tech companies to fix X issue or Y issue. Singling out these practices and also levying some fines against a lot of these companies and making it very well known to them that they need to rectify a lot of these issues. They've been trying to tackle some of these problems one by one. And so because one of the most recent releases that we've seen came out of this tech regulatory agency rather than the main antitrust watchdog, we can kind of see that there are lots of different regulatory agencies and bodies jumping into this central issue of trying to clean up how China's tech sector operates.
But it's not just anti-competitive behavior. In recent weeks, Chinese regulators have also launched some major probes into the data security of big tech companies. I'm thinking about ride-hailing company Didi, for instance.
Yeah, so I think for Didi, that is a prime example of some of the sensitivity around data security that has come up with this recent push into increased regulation. It seems in Didi's case that they had been warned by regulators prior to their IPO that they were undergoing some regulatory review. Unfortunately for them, after the IPO'd, the Chinese regulators took a bunch of action against them, including halting new registrations, putting them under review. And a lot of that comes back to this central issue of data security and how to protect that if it is a new U.S. listed company, if it has these ties overseas when it's trying to raise money in the public markets.
Stephanie, it seems like in recent days and weeks, we've seen Chinese regulators make a lot of announcements. Is there a new strategy by China, or is this part of a plan that's been in the works for a while?
You know, I think most people agree that this recent wave of oversight kicked off with the halting of Ant's IPO about a year ago. And around that time, a lot of people were wondering if it was just one company, if it was just Ant and Alibaba because of Jack Ma stepping out of line, or if it was part of a broader campaign. And I think now that we've gotten to this point, we can definitively say that is part of a broader push to reform how tech companies operate in China. And so that means, you know, taking a lot of complaints that maybe the public and users had had previously that went unaddressed.
So what does that mean for tech companies in China that are hoping to list on foreign exchanges?
China now, post Didi's IPO, has strengthened some of the restrictions for Chinese companies listing overseas. Prior to this, maybe it was just, you know, they needed an informal nod in order to be able to proceed. And now it seems like that will no longer be the case. So for a lot of Chinese tech companies, that means shelving IPO plans, that means reassessing. And for a lot of investors who are hoping to cash out on some of these, you know, fast growing Chinese tech companies, it also means that the future looks a lot more uncertain.
All right, so breaking away from tech a little bit, we also saw China publish new rules the other day that address tutoring companies, forcing many to become nonprofits and banning companies from capital raising and foreign ownership. Are the crackdowns on different sectors linked in any way?
Yeah, so this is adding another wrinkle to kind of the overarching concern about the impact that Chinese regulation will have on Chinese companies, particularly publicly traded ones. And so a lot of investors are now realizing that, you know, with Chinese regulation, if they want to push forward on something, that's going to have a major impact on these businesses. So far, at least in tech, it doesn't seem like anything is completely crippling to a business. For example, Didi's new registrations were halted, but users, you know, who had already had the app downloaded can still use it. For Alibaba, when they faced an antitrust investigation, they were fined a large amount of money, but they weren't forced to change their business in a fundamental way that would negate, you know, their main source of profit. For a lot of these so far, it looks like warning shots, but it's also a signal to not just tech companies, but all companies in China to fall in line and make sure that they are following the government's rules.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That's our reporter, Stephanie Yang. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for today's tech news briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.